Good afternoon and welcome to Mom Yet.
Hello, my name is Christy Rose, and I'm the co-host of Mental Acumen here on Freedomizer Radio. I was trained as a health coach at the world's largest nutrition school, the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I want to support you on your journey to a healthy mind-body connection. I believe the healthcare system is broken, and we need to play an active role in improving our health. We need to take a proactive approach to wellness. If you've struggled to lose weight or to maintain your weight, please consider reaching out to me because I was trained to look at people as individuals and to address the whole body and mind at once. Our bodies are more intelligent than our minds, and they try to scream for help in ways such as depression, acne, and fatigue. I can help you using natural holistic methods to get to the root issues and decrease or eliminate symptoms. I offer a free initial health history consultation, so please visit my website for more information or to schedule an appointment at coachchristie.com. That's coachchristie.com.
I don't know what happened. I'm sorry, but good afternoon and welcome to Moms Watching Media, where this mom is always watching. On today's show, we'll be discussing doctor's visits, your regular average run-of-the-mill doctor's visits, your well checks, your pediatrician visits. I want to know what people are going through. I want to hear how it's been going for everyone out there. I know that, you know, cancer patients aren't getting the exact care that they were before. I know that a lot of things are happening on Zoom conferences, at meetings per se, where it's one-on-one with you and the doctor and a video camera in between. And then we have phone-in calls. I know that many women that were pregnant during this were told to call in now and not go to their doctors in fear of COVID. So I want to know, how is everybody's experiences going with going to the doctor or just seeking regular checkups? I know our elderly would, you know, are going in to just get checkups on blood pressure and things like that. Is it hard for folks to figure out how to get through this right now? Are we actually hurting more people because we're not seeing patients? I don't know. It seems as though the death rate is going higher and higher for other causes other than the COVID idea. So what are we doing wrong here? What's occurring? So I don't, you know, I guess when I look at it, I think about my own family. Can the kids go to the doctors? I know we're going to have this idea of schools opening up possibly in some states, and in other states they're saying they just can't possibly open up. I don't know. I guess we have to figure out where we need to identify the issues and work through these problems that we're having with doctor's visits. I know that some of my family members particularly they're just not going to the doctors now because, well, what's the point? They are either afraid that they're going to get COVID at the doctor's office possibly, or that they're going to, you know, bring it to the hospital or whatever it is. Or now you have so many patients going into the emergency room or into the hospital and they have to go all alone with no advocates. There's nobody there to speak for them. They could be sick. They could have been in a car accident. Now they have nobody there speaking for them. I want to know what's going on in your world. Is there people in your life, or maybe you, that you're impacted COVID situation, and not because of COVID? Is it possible that you aren't getting the care you are in, not, you know, the care that people deserve? You know, you go to the doctor and you want to be taken care of by your doctor, not through a Zoom conference, I'm assuming. But it seems a lot of people are just falling into this do what they're told scenario, and now we're just getting in a lot of trouble with all the different illnesses. So I, you know, at this point we just really need to think about what we're going to allow to continue to occur. I know that there's a situation where a friend of mine told me that he had already had stomach cancer, so he was already sick, and he then had been in a car accident last December, and he had to heal from that accident enough to go for the back surgery he required to be able to walk correctly again. They fit. Apparently, through COVID, this surgery for him to walk again was non-essential. Now he sits home and in pain and with cancer, and his body is trying to stay strong, but he can't move around to stay strong. And, you know, this is really, really sad. I just don't understand why we would let this happen. He's a veteran. We're letting our veterans just go because their surgeries are non-essential. By whose decision is all these non-essential and essential situations occurring? And then you have Cuomo, who's actually suggesting that we socialize our hospital system. Then they'll decide everything for you and community's completely gone. Hold on, we have a caller here. I hope that they have something they'd like to add right now to this, because this is quite a debacle we got going on. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Oh, who is this? Hello? Have you had a situation with the doctor? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mona?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling. Did you hear what the topic was about today?
Yes. I have something I need to add.
I would love that.
Okay, so, like, my daughter, she had an online video chat thing with her urologist last week. And my daughter's 10. And the urologist wanted my daughter to put her vajayjay on the computer screen so that she could examine her down there to figure out why she was getting UTIs.
Oh, are you kidding me? I can't even
believe
that.
No, I'm not serious.
That's insanity. That's insanity.
Well, it's illegal. Okay, so I'm sitting there shaking my head no the whole time. Like, that's not going to happen. And my daughter's like, no, I'll wait. The doctor was like, well, it's going to take like 2 or 3 months. And my daughter's like, I'll wait.
Wow. I mean, how are these doctors even logically thinking that this is okay? And how is that even effective?
Okay.
How is putting the
not
camera
only is it illegal,
the world that way?
Well, not only is it illegal, but then you've got, like, hackers. That's, you know, you, no internet is, like, secure or safe. You get what I'm saying? I don't care if it's through the doctor. I don't care if it's a doctor saying, oh, would you like to do this? No. I don't care if it was God himself coming down and saying, hey, not going to happen.
No, none of this is safe. I mean, I know, unrelated to this, and it's not a doctor, there was a school district on Long Island whose information was hacked, and that school then had to pay $90,000 in ransom. So nothing's safe. I mean, and that's talking schools, that's talking social security numbers, assessment tests, whatever they got from that school. But now you're talking about your children's videos. Anybody could hack that.
Yep.
This is. I'm really glad that you. I'm really glad you said no. Is that what occurred there?
Oh yeah, of course I said no. I was sitting there shaking my head no the whole time, but my daughter was like, yeah, I'll wait. I was like, thank God. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Good for her, man. I'm telling you, these kids are really seeing this. You know, I mean, yeah, there's a lot to be said for the term out of the mouths of babes, because if you're going to ask a little girl who's coming into her own, like, yeah, just put this camera right here, no big deal. Her common sense is going to kick in, just like she did. Good for her. She must have a smart mind.
But see, like, my thing is this, how many parents have actually done that, though, and made their children get it, like, you know what I mean? Get, like, naked, you know, and do an exam. Because
it's probably the same. The parents are probably doing it too for their doctor's visits.
I don't know.
It's mind blowing.
Disgusting. And mind blowing, exactly.
No, it is disgusting. And I don't know why, as America, we're like, all right, just put it on film. It's fine. Nobody will know. It's just between you and the doctor. Well, this is all that brainwashing that we've had for so many years. I don't know. What is it? Maybe 10 or 15 years ago that they started talking about the cloud, put the kids in all the medical information in the cloud. It'll be so much greater. That's now they're going to put her personal video on in a cloud? No, not happening. No way. This is out of control. Have you had any other doctor's appointments or just this one so far through this pandemic?
Just this one so far.
I know, I'm hearing it from all over the place.
But I'm not saying...
Do you have to have another appointment like this?
Well, like, this is like a specialty care doctor, and they're not scheduling. And so, like, I'm wondering if this is going to be, like, the new normal. And I'm wondering how this is going to affect, like, pornography laws, right? Like, child pornography laws. Like, how does this affect that? Because it's against the law. It doesn't matter if it's a doctor telling you to do it or not. The doctor could go to jail. The parents can go to jail.
I could see them twisting this up on the devil's advocate end of this. I mean, how many surgeries do they videotape that they do arbitrarily so they can research it for educational purposes? So all this time that they're convincing us that this technology is safe and secure, you're finding out on the bottom line that these hospitals and the doctors, they have to buy insurance to cover any kind of theft of this information. Well, that's great. I'm so glad that the doctors are insured for that. But what about now your child's private information just went everywhere in the world? It's not safe. And I know it's not lawful, but I think what they'll try to say now is that this is, you know, it's all safe. It's all safe. Safe.
Well,
as long
like,
as people hear that word, they feel comfy.
Well, see, I feel like this is, like, a bigger part. Like, it's headed towards something different. Like, the science and technology portion of certain things within government. And I believe that, with that being said, that they're going to try to flip everything and try to change everything. And with that being said, like, how does that affect current legislation within each state as far as, you know, like, for example, child pornography, because, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, just
well,
because the doctor's telling you, hey, it's safe, does it mean that doctors get free passes on, you know what I mean, on examining children via video chat?
Well, and I think, and they peel back this onion and the reverse effects of so many laws were passed to prepare for now. So, like, in New York State, a 13-year-old has to give permission to allow the parent to stay in the doctor's office or the emergency room with them. So if you keep reducing the age, then they go to the kid in school and say, well, you know, sweetie, you really should get that checked out. And then mom's like, well, wait a minute, you ain't putting your vajayjay on no camera. And the kid's like,
right.
Well, but my teacher said... So you see how they do it backwards. They passed this law, and this is a while ago. I mean, I think this is probably almost 10 years ago that children have to give, in New York State, give permission to allow their parents to stay in the emergency room. Imagine they're in, you know, come on. That's kind of scary. 13 years old, I mean, you're a parent. I'm a parent. We're looking at our, I mean, you're, how old is your daughter? How old is your oldest?
10.
10.
10.
So there. I mean, we're creeping up. That's 3 years. My daughter's 10 as well. So now we're creeping up in 3 years of these two girls making all their medical decisions on their own. Are you kidding? We didn't even have the experience or the knowledge as parents until we were older and developed that knowledge from our own parents in some senses. So now we're going to expect that a 13-year-old knows what to do. They can barely find the can opener. I don't know. This is just
see, I'm worried about how this will actually affect those legislative laws, though. Are they just going to, like, drop all those laws that are supposed to be there to protect children and traffic victims? And you know what I'm talking about? Like, how is that going to work? Like, in the long run? Like, I'm not ever putting my daughter anything on camera. I don't care. Like I said, like, they could be telling me that they're God, and I'm still not going to do it. You know what I mean? But
I'm in the same boat. I know. I feel the
same
way.
But I'm wondering, like, how long this is going to last, right? Because they're talking, oh, the government might stay shut down for 2 years. I mean, I've read articles about that. So I'm, you know, wondering how this is going to work. Like, when I took my daughter to the urgent care before the specialty doctor, that was in person. They just made us wear masks, and they took our temperatures, and, you know, But she was seen by an actual doctor inside of urgent care.
Now, is your what state are you in?
Ohio.
So what are they doing in Ohio? Like, because I know in New York, like, everything's opening up in these really small incremental phases, but we still have to wear face masks. Like, none of that. Are you wearing face masks? Everybody's required to wear a face mask when you go out?
Yes and no. Our governor first came out and said, because our governor, even though he claims to be a Republican, he's been following your governor.
I don't want our Republican governor
is like a rhino at this point, because he's been following pursuit with all the Democrats.
Right.
But originally he said yes to wearing all the face masks, and then he came back out and said, oh, it's optional. So I see people wearing them and people who don't wear them. But at the doctor's office, like, they tell you to wear one.
I'm hearing some doctor's offices are requiring you to get tested, too. Is that...
Oh, I don't know about that, but I know for...
For summer camp,
they're forcing parents to take their kids to Quest Diagnostics, which is tied in with the CDC and George Soros and all that mess. They're forcing kids to go get tested at Quest Diagnostics for that, in order for them to attend summer camp.
Wow. That's so wrong, too. You shouldn't be subject to testing just to be able to go to a facility. I mean, that's the thing that is just blowing my mind. First of all, children don't really get this, right? We already know this. So now you're going to have children all make Quest Diagnostic a ton of money because now they can't go to camp or school or anywhere. They can't join basketball without getting tested. But yet you and I can keep going into Walmart and Lowe's and the Wegmans and all the different stores together just fine. And then, you know, whatever.
Other than the school closing and other stuff, like with the doctors and stuff, like, life hasn't really changed that much. Like, the people in my household, they still go to work. We still come home. We still go to the grocery store. Nothing's really changed a whole lot, except the kids aren't in school, which that I'm fine with, because in my personal opinion, I would rather have my kids home with me so that I can kind of control the environment versus having the government, you know what I'm saying?
I completely agree. I'm in the same boat. I know. And I'm a homeschooling mom, so I know all about wanting that freedom to be able to educate my child the way I want to. Educator and keeper safe, you know?
Yeah, I'm pulling my kids out of public school this year. This was their last year. I'm done. They're going back to homeschooling.
Hey, you know what? There's more and more parents I'm hearing doing this all of the time. They're just fed up. The problem is that the teachers are so not guilty, but they're putting a blind eye up to this because they just think that everything's going to be okay. So many people think that everything's going to go back to normal, everything's going to be fine. No, the education system has been sinking for years now. The kids are turning into fluff. In New York State, you don't have the Regents exams in Ohio, but in New York State we have the Regents exams. In the last couple of years, they've already dropped 34% in their test scores. That sounds like we're turning them into marshmallow fluff.
And
we go back to the doctor idea in New York State, and I don't know if they're doing it in your state, but they are one at a time turning different school districts into community schools. Have you heard of these? Where they have the doctor and a dentist all there. It's a school. So if you have to go to work and your kids are not feeling well, you send them to school anyway. They got their back. They'll put them in the clinic. That's terrifying.
That's insane.
You know, I don't know what parent – and you're right. I mean, it's not just about what they're being educated with. It's what and now what? They're going to tell all these kids – they're going to take a whole generation of children and tell all these children now that you are just – that's it. You have to be afraid of every virus. Mom and dad are fools if they don't get their vaccines. They don't. Is this what we're going to do to them? I'm glad you're pulling them. You homeschooled. You liked it, right?
Yep.
I mean, don't, I'll never say that homeschooling is perfect. I'll be the first one to say it's not a perfect thing, but it's definitely challenging at times, but so is teaching. So are the teachers that have 30 kids in a classroom, and it's your own kid, at least you know your kid, and you know what they'll do, and instead of them trying to get them into the core mentality. Oh, my gosh. I'm really, I don't even know what to say about you having to take your daughter to the doctor like that. That's really upsetting. And I know even my own mother is going for, she doesn't even get her cancer treatments or any kind of time with doctors now, because the doctor's like, well, you know, if you come in, you don't want to take a chance with COVID and blah, 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 blah. So they'll let your cancer patients just sit home and rot because there might have been a COVID patient that came in. I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Now you heard the vets can start.
Well, my dad's getting chemo because he wouldn't listen to me and take the alternative route. He's doing the pharmaceutical route. So he's been doing chemo, and they've been giving it to him. They've, you know, he goes into the hospital. Now he's on, like, this different one where they do, like, a, I guess, like a PICC line in his neck or something, and they're giving him his injections that way. Yeah, like,
oh, wow.
They give it to him for 4 hours in the hospital, like, every other Wednesday, and then, like, he ends up taking a pump home with him for 2 days, and then he has to go back to the hospital 2 days later and get it taken out. It's just, like, insane.
Would he have normally done that whole thing at the hospital? Is that how it would, or is this like that's how they do it?
I don't know. I think that's just kind of like how they do it, but he's still able to go in and get his treatment.
Oh, okay.
But see,
so
there's something else there that's kind of freaky. And I wanted to ask somebody like in the medical profession about this, like, because this is mind-boggling to me. So my dad has colon cancer, and a few months ago, they removed his colon. Well, the doctor told him that the surgery went well or whatever, but that they plan on reattaching his colon. Well, how can they do that? Like, did they just, like, keep that stuff on ice and say, oh, this is for Mr. Smith? See, you know what I mean? Like, how does that work?
That's wild. They didn't, like,
is it going to be his colon? Like, is it going to be something from his body? Like, you know what I mean? Or is it just going to be, like, someone else's? I worry
about
that.
Because, I mean, wasn't his colon, I mean, not to get that personal, but wasn't his colon the issue in the first place?
Yes, he had colon cancer. I mean,
so why would that, if that's the colon they're giving him back, they like stripped it of cancer and now they're going to put it back in him?
I don't know. I'm like totally
really
mind boggled by the whole thing.
To call us back and let us know what the details are to something like that. I mean, and your dad was like, wow, I would have had a lot of questions. Just that's me, though. I'm like, what colon do you want to give me?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's like, I don't know. Have you read anything lately about these new hybrids, these a few years ago, it's the human-pig hybrid that they were creating in Petri dishes out in Australia for human organ harvesting. I read a couple days ago that China had created, I guess, a human monkey embryo. And now, in last week's article of Science News, they created a mouse with human genetic codes in it, like DNA. So it's like a human mouse hybrid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They've been playing around. I mean, they are just playing Frankenstein left and right. I mean, so what are they going to do? Grow parts off of these? Is there going to be like a colon off the mouse?
I don't know. Like, I worry about that stuff.
Do you remember years ago when they grafted the ear and were able to grow an ear on the rat? They genetically modify everything now. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to save people. That's not ever my plight, that I don't think we should just let everybody just go. I mean, my husband's an EMT, and he'll go and do whatever it takes to save someone's life. But when we start getting into, like, manipulating DNA and changing our whole genetic makeup just so we stay alive, At what point are we, like, crossing over to the Frankenstein scenario? You know, like, how are we creating? That blows my mind. I mean, I knew back, because they're using, like, pig hearts for pig, you know, surgeries and things like that because they're very similar. What does that do to you? Because now you got the DNA of, I don't know. Also strange, and it's also new, so we're not seeing the after effects of any of this stuff either. And oh gosh, well, there was a, it's not for humans, but they have a spider goat now. Have you heard of the spider goat?
Yep.
The spider goat is to make the violin strings. So they changed the genetic makeup of the goat to have the spider, the silkworm spider DNA in it, and then they extract the webbing from the goat's milk to make these violin strings. I don't know. That to me is just beyond God, and that just seems so false. It's just so false. It's wrong.
Well, if you're biblical and Christian and you read the Bible, you know the earth was destroyed once, right? And rumor,
yeah.
Okay, different parts of the Bible, the book of Enoch, the book of, giants, those sort of things, they talk about it and why God chose to destroy earth. So, I mean, if you're looking at it from that religious point of view, they're messing with the laws of nature and, you know, it's only a matter of time before we destroy ourselves.
Well, and you know, we are doing it to ourselves because ultimately it didn't come divine down that we're going to start turning fruit into animals and animals into food, like human parts. And that's where the free will comes from. You know, God gave us all free will. That's what happened the first time with the, we have a giant flood. We had the free will to make the right decisions for ourselves, but we just weren't. We got lazy. You know, we keep falling in line with gluttony and sloth and greed, and we need money to do this and everything. Whatever the kids want, buy it for them. It keeps them quiet. I don't know. Now we're just changing our bodies into, it's like Frankenstein. It's driving me crazy because it's like Frankenstein. I would not want someone to genetically change me so I could live longer. I don't know. I mean, but again, I'm not on death's door and I'm not sitting there wondering, please save me. I don't know. But I'm the last one to go to the hospital. My husband will agree. You would have to like be a Baracus me from like 18 to get me to the hospital now at this point. So
God put everything here that we already needed, right? Everything that you need to cure something or to survive is here. There's no reason to modify it or change it.
No, it was perfect. I mean, and then we talk about Bill Gates and the population control, and yet, like, forget about it. I know that you have a rhino of a governor in Ohio, but here in New York State, our governor has been nothing but clear on how he stands for human life. So he lets all the prisoners, rapists, murderers, whoever it is, if he feels that they can be freed, he lets them out, right? Then we have late-term abortions, so just kill them up until the time of birth. And then he wanted assisted suicide. And now he's talking about a centralized hospital system. That POS wants to control every single hospital in New York State, the same guy that doesn't give a crap about who dies. This is like out of control. I mean, if we let our hospitals go, and I know it because from us moving from Long Island to Central New York, you could see a huge difference in the hospitals here to there. They're smaller, like the community hospitals I'm talking about. So I have a small, we have the Auburn Community Hospital where everybody knows each other. Your neighbors work there. Your friends work there. The school teacher's husband works there. But when you're in somewhere like a really condensed area like I was on Long Island, you don't. You know, you have people in your family that work in those hospitals, but the community idea is gone. So do we want to just have Cuomo dictating all of the hospitals and how they're run and the community is just ripped from it? I'm good. I'm really good because he is so scary.
Well, look, I was proud to see that the New York Republicans put forth that bill to strip Kumo of his powers. That was kind of nice. I wish Ohio would do something like that.
Oh, I'm very proud. That's my state senator right there, Senator Pam Helming. And then David DiPietro up in Buffalo introduced it in the assembly. Those are two strong conservatives, and people can say what they want about the term conservative, but they want everybody to have their freedoms. They want them to have their freedoms back. And when they gave that over to Cuomo, it opened up the floodgates. I don't even think anybody paid attention to the fact that when that bill was voted for, that day is when everything changed in the whole country. That's when the whole world started shutting down. It was the second they gave Cuomo all that executive power.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ready to say he should be in prison. I hope I'm really glad because I found out that there's Democrats in New York State that want him investigated too, and that's what we need. That's when I like bipartisanship. See, every time we hear bipartisanship, everybody's like, oh, look, everybody's getting along. We're all playing nice in the sandbox. I like bipartisanship when everybody says no. And I've been involved in that kind of a movement. When we had the vaccine push, when they removed our vaccine religious exemptions for vaccines last year in New York, we had every single type of walk of life going up to Albany together to fight these mandates. And that was bipartisan. I mean, there was Democrats, there was liberals, there was moderates, there was all the parties were there. But they all said no. That's when you put the leash on government. And right now people are not putting the leash on government. They're like, Mr. Government, when can I come out of my hole from hiding? I mean, this is just absurd. And these are the same people that were 4 months saying how much they didn't trust the government. Now they can't. They're like, wait a minute, waiting on the edge of their seat, like, can I go out and hug my grandchildren? Can I go out and see my friends? Can I go out and buy shoes?
See, that's the fear that they instilled. It's all based off of fear. And see, that's the only thing that really irks me, okay? Like, here in Ohio, and I know I'm pretty sure New York is one of the other states that did it, you know, all these political people got up on live camera and was talking about how it affects the elderly, and the elderly, we have to save and protect the elderly, but yet our governor here in Ohio was allowing nursing homes where our elderly live to become certified COVID stations, and our government is paying them $314 million of American taxpayer funding for this whole COVID mess.
Oh, it's out of control.
Yeah.
Well, they found money in the budget here in New York to pay churches to open up churches as test sites. So churches can't have services with more than 10 people as of right this second. But if you want to be a test site for COVID, they'll give you funding. Where's all this magical money coming from? I'm very confused about
that's
this.
Fair.
I don't even think that's
the vast majority of it is from taxpayer, but it's not like real money. It's like monopoly money at this point. It's like some people, whoever work for the state, the tax, whoever, they're probably in some back room as we speak right now, printing up more money.
Oh my gosh!
Because our money's worth nothing.
I mean, many Americans right now are getting $1,100 a week. They are more than happy to stay home. They're like, oh, you know, why would I go to work? There might be COVID there.
But see, that's what the government wants. The government wants people, they want people to depend on them, right? That's the whole idea of this whole progressive and socialism agenda that's being pushed right now by many politicians.
Yeah.
They want people to become completely dependent upon them, which is a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
Well, it's true. I mean, and I deal with it because I've been very involved in local politics and local government and things of that nature. And I see it right now. Our county, where I live in Cayuga County, they stopped. They're not going to be doing the 4th of July fireworks. Now, this has been a tradition for years, right? Everybody has their traditions for the holidays. I say what people should be doing is saying, okay, I get it, because the county isn't going to have the money now. They're in a hole. There hasn't been any sales tax. Everything's going down the crapper right now, right? So how can they financially responsibly have fireworks? I get it. You know, if I'm going to look at both sides of the coin here, I get that my county officials are struggling time. Like, do you have a party? Let's go have some fireworks, but yet we can't pay, you know, XYZ employees. So I get that part. But my resolution to that is the churches and the communities and the fire departments need to pull together now. So say if you have a certain event or a fundraiser that your fire department does every year, they could shift wheels for that this year particularly and have a 4th of July event. And then those people in that community can all go to their different fire departments and churches and they can pull together. If we don't learn how to fix ourselves, municipalities, the people, doesn't matter. Your counties, your cities, your parks, your everything is going to be dependent on a government that dictates how you use the money that they give you. And let me tell you something. When they give you that money, it's barely anything. It's, you have to match funds. You have to do all this legwork. You have to sell your soul just to get some crumbs from the state. I say get rid of a lot of sales tax because we know most of that's going to the state. Get rid of all the car tax and the tampon tax and the income tax and stop giving the money to the state who's funneling it improperly.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's not going to be easy when it's engulfed. I saw Chris Ann Hall. Did you happen to see Chris Ann Hall and her husband in California speak at the rally?
I posted her video. I didn't watch it. It cut out like a few minutes after like I had posted it. So like, I didn't know that she had posted another one because I didn't get another alert for it. But
it was
I didn't watch it. No.
I've never seen her husband speak before, and he is very impressive. I mean, he nailed it right on the head when he said that this is local. We do have to pay attention to the federal government, but the infiltration is at the local level. So when that woman, I talked about it on last week's show, there was a woman in my area who had been at her hair salon, renovating the hair salon, and her son was there helping her, and she was like, she figured she'd just renovate while they were closed, and while her son was there, she gave him a haircut. Well, lo and behold, somebody must have walked by or something. I don't know what details exactly happened, but next thing you know, the police department was there. And then I go to the liquor store the other day here, and the woman's telling me that where she's from, that if she has her daughter's birthday, the county has decided, if they have her birthday party, the county has decided that anybody that has gatherings with more than 10 people, that not only does the household get the $1,000 fine, but each individual at that event gets a $1,000 fine. So is this how we're going to allow our counties to fill the hole that they created when they fell to the fear and closed each county one at a freaking time?
Well, you know why? I figure most of the counties close because of the government funding, right? I mean, I figured that it was money that was being held over their head. See, that's why I have this
I think it's maybe the money now. That's what I heard from that's what I'm hearing at my county level, like where they, in my area, that my interpretation of the behavior is that if they don't behave themselves, they'll never get any of that relief money. So they're being good governmental minions in hopes of getting some of the crumbs.
See, this
Does
is why I want to buy my own town. I want to buy my own town.
125 people.
Well, you're coming, right?
Legally
if I buy my own town, I'll buy my own town.
I'm definitely doing your town. It'll be so much fun. We'll have a blast.
Goodbye now.
And you know what? Freedom will ring, and I'm telling you, it will be. I just really upset. I wish that the kids and weren't seeing this. I mean, now I think about your daughter going through what she went through, and God bless her, because this is mentally messing with the kids. See, you're applying pressure to a child that should never have pressure like that on her,
well,
ever.
It's that, yes, and then it's also the fact that she hasn't left the house in almost 3 months. Like, you know, it's been nearly 3 months. She won't, you know, she doesn't even want to leave the house. Like, they go outside in the backyard or whatever, but that's not, like, leaving the house.
No, and people we're human by nature, right? We all want to get together. We go different places. The kids have birthday parties. They're all interacting. that's how they grow and they learn, is by interacting with one another. And now there's some that are only children. Like my oldest is way older, but my daughter is basically by herself, and there's no one to, for her to bounce off of. And maybe some kids have siblings, but it's not the same as seeing other people in the world.
Hey,
I'm really
sad
that
you
had
your daughter. Your daughter, huh? And I can put my daughter on. I said we should. I said we should do a show, or you should do a show, and we should come on it with our kids and let them
I think that's a great idea. I'm totally down for that, because I think the two of them could bounce off of each other. I bet you they'd have a lot to say to one another. Because these kids,
yeah,
are
we
really
hear it. They have the same name or a similar name.
Right? The Lily.
It's the same age.
They are seen as, and you know what? We hear it all the time. Kids do, what are they? How does the saying go? I can never remember how it goes. The one where they go off of our actions more than what we tell them. They do more what they see. And that's what they're seeing. That's what they know. I mean, think, is your whole state flying the flags at half mast too?
I don't know. I haven't even looked. I just, like,
well,
I go to the store,
here.
I do my business. It wouldn't surprise me if they were.
They are. It's everywhere. It's your fire department, your McDonald's, your stores, your municipalities. Every single place has the flags at half mast for the COVID patients. And I'm not belittling the deaths of people at all, but this is all about visuals. That's all these kids keep saying all the time.
Are they going to do that next year for the flu season? Are they going to put everything at half mast when we lose 30,000-40,000 people to the flu?
Well, Cuomo just made an announcement that it's very likely that he could shut us back down here in New York for the flu season. Let's see how that goes. This isn't the first round. They're just gearing up. They're going to utilize pandemics, and it'll be a couple of thousand, a few thousand people. But yet, again, we'll go back biblically. The 150,000 people die every day around the world. I think God has population control under control.
Yeah, that's not even.
We don't need
anything
to come in and make it. What?
That's not even including disasters. That's just like life, right?
Yep, that's all just your average deaths around the world. 150,000 people die every day around the world.
Nature is like the world's biggest serial killer, right?
Right.
Storms,
I saw there was, what's that guy? I used to forget his name, but one guy, he was talking about statistics that you actually have a higher risk of death by a hippo than you do of COVID. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, I hope that never happens. That's quite a death, you know. I mean, I don't find it funny that people are dying of a virus, but what I find funny is that people are just so quick to believe what is in front of them. When you have different reports about the 71,000 people dying of the flu last year, we don't have a comparison. The media did not go to the hospitals during those flus to show what it was like. So now all we're seeing is what COVID's like. Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
COVID's so bad. It's so bad.
No, I shared a meme the other day. A friend of mine had it posted. And it said, 40,000 people died of the flu last year. And not one of you were afraid because media didn't tell you to be afraid.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And it's crazy because every year when I got into the fight, when I learned about what was going on with our education system and I started fighting with all the other parents across the United States to try to stop the federal intrusion, I thought to myself, this has got to wake every parent up. It blew my mind. I was like, how come they're just letting us, like, we were sharing away, people were trying to educate others, and yeah, little by little, more and more woke up. And then you move forward to the vaccine mandates, and now you have a new string of parents that were worried about what was going to go into their children's bodies And then that coupled with the Common Core movement, because the people that were worried about what was going into their heads were now worried about what was going into their kids' bodies, coupled with those that were worried about what was going into their bodies were now being educated by those about what was going on with their heads. So now the movement got bigger. I honestly think that the vaccine movement made this plandemic occur quicker because there was a large movement. And, you know, I bet you in a million years they never thought that 1% of New York parents were going to make as much noise as they did when they removed that religious exemption. I don't know. I guess maybe, I don't know. I guess at this point we just got to keep plugging along and get people to understand that they're being played.
If you break down the whole COVID, right, COVID, if you break it down to the certification of vaccination ID, that spells COVID.
I know. I saw that. And then I don't, it's very possible. I mean, it does kind of make sense with what's going on because now they're talking about tracers and your licenses and microchipping.
And RFID.
So, yep.
People are getting chipped left and right out in Wisconsin, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I hadn't heard about that.
What is wrong with these people?
They're wearing T-shirts. I know that there's some European countries that are just doing it like crazy now, too. And that's where I get a little worried because you know how Sweden never shut down, right? They kept living their lives.
Right.
But Sweden's one of the leading countries to be microchipping people. So where are we being a little played? Are they just being willing? Like, okay, just chip me. It'll be fine. And we got these tracers now, and the reports are coming in now from the tracing. Have you seen anything about the tracer schooling? They have to go to schooling for this. So they're saying that they're going to start with a phone call. And if you ignore their phone calls, they're coming with a warrant to your house. So if you go to,
yeah.
if you go to your local Lowe's or your BJ's and you walk past somebody that tested positive for COVID, and then coupled with the fact that we know that they're sending out crappy tests that are coming back with false positives, how many people are going to be set up to them be imprisoned in their houses for 2 weeks at a time?
What? Well, not just that. I'm more worried about, well, you saw what was happening down in Atlanta, right?
Where?
Where? The CDC was going door knocking on everyone's door to collect their DNA. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Not only is it illegal and against a lot of your constitutional rights, but let's talk about how that can be used maliciously. Like those DNA sites, right? You know those DNA, those ancestry sites, which I got something to say about that too. But those DNA sites, they've been using people's DNA for years, selling it, doing whatever. And if you read the small print on those DNA sites, it says that they have ownership of your DNA.
That's exactly
when
right.
You
they do.
It, they own you. They own it.
That's right.
And now,
and,
like, and over the past, well, over the past 5 or 6 years now, you've had law enforcement creating fake profiles to go in there and collect DNA samples and match their DNAs to old crimes. I mean, granted, it is. Okay, solving old murders and murder and rape cases, but at the same time, at what cost? There's been more innocent people that's been dragged in by law enforcement that had a similar DNA or not quite the same or maybe a relative than there has been guilty people. And then
well,
the other thing is that
when it comes to the data, though, that data, what do they want to do with it is what you're saying, right?
Right. How is that going to be used maliciously against the people that are getting their DNA taken, or the people that are willingly giving the CDC and these NGOs their DNA in order to find antibodies to create vaccinations or treatments? This is my thing. Okay, if they're going to come and demand my DNA, then we're going to have a nice little legal contract drama, okay? Because I'm not going to give them my DNA for free so that Bill Gates and George Soros and whoever else can go make hundreds of millions of dollars off my DNA antibody. Know what I mean?
It's very true. I mean, I can only go on my personal experience with that kind of stuff with the DNA because I know
right.
that when my son was born, they needed to know immediately if he had Down syndrome or not, because they wanted to know how to treat him. But so if, okay, so if you back up a second, Down syndrome is a genetic disorder, per se. It's an extra chromosome, right? So technically,
right.
You would treat each issue independently. So he had a hole in his heart, and he had a misformed valve. Now, what do? You don't go to the book and go, Down syndrome, heart valve. You go and you just fix the heart because it's the same way. Do you know that Down syndrome children cannot donate or receive organs? Not children, anyone with Down syndrome. Anyone with Down syndrome cannot donate or receive organs. So aren't they genetically picking and choosing? Because I know that even though my son had an extra chromosome, he had the same eyeballs you and I do. He had the same heart as you and I do. I mean, yeah, granted, they wouldn't take his heart because it had a hole in it, but say a liver or a kidney. Or do you see what I'm saying? So they genetically took him out of the equation. And in China, it's been 8 years since a child with Down syndrome is born. So there's your first genetic pick. So now what are the, if you're not the right amount of mixed breeds in your, for this one world order or this one global civilization, or if you're two of one, maybe it's even like that. I mean, we know that they've gone after the Jews in Germany specific.
Well, see, here, I have something else to tell you about this whole DNA thing. So I had a conversation with this children's service worker here in Ohio about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. And I was talking to her about those DNA sites, and I just kind of casually mentioned that I've thought about getting one of those tests to figure out the percentage of my Native American heritage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, she tells me, she's like, don't do it. And I'm like, what? She's like, don't do it. She was like, we have, because they have to test kids or whatever that go into children's service custody or whatever. They have to test those kids. And she said, according to her, there is no Native American DNA on those sites to compare DNA to. They have none. They have no record. So my thing is, if that's the case, if there's no Native DNA to compare it to, who the heck is making the decision of what percentage of Native American people are getting? Who determines if you're Native American or not? Who determines what nationality you are? From my understanding of that conversation, when she told me that there was no DNA to base it off of, to test my DNA too, and
right.
That they can't even do that for children's services, and that's a government organization, a government agency. So if they don't have any DNA to compare it to, who the heck is determining what percentage anyone is and what nationality anyone is at that, you know what I mean? If they don't have the DNA to compare it to, who determines that? That's the biggest scam.
Well, and that's kind of where, well, I'm old school. I love doing historical research, and anybody really could do their family trees. It's a lot of work, but it's still attainable. People have been building their family trees for years. Remember when we did them in school and you had your grandma and they taught us the basis of doing our family tree in school? Anybody really could do it. I can trace my family back at least three grandparents. So I don't know. These DNA companies, I don't trust. I don't trust them. And the only question I got about that is, though, isn't there Native Americans in the United States, though, that have ancestry here for a long time?
Yes.
Or are they talking, like, before them?
I don't know. I don't know if they're talking about before them, after, I don't know. But from my understanding, from what she told me, she said there is no DNA, no Native DNA on record through any of their sites to test new samples against.
It's so weird. I mean, because I've noticed, like, I've even saw at one of our local school district's fundraisers, they do this app now where you can just donate to a specific child at the school, and it gives the money to the school. But when I scrolled down to the bottom of the app for this website, it was these DNA companies sponsoring this, and I was like, what the heck does a DNA company have to do with a 8th grade field trip? they're finagling their way into everything. Me, I'm, like I said, I'm old school. I like to do the paper trail. It was really neat to go back and talk to old family members and just ask them, where are my family line came from? Where did they come in? I found out that where I had originally thought my Gowan side of my family, my father's side, was had come in through the Northeast area, we didn't. We came in through the Carolinas. So we actually came up the East Coast, and it was neat to find that stuff out. These quick, easy fixes to say, oh, I'm probably part this and I'm part that. Like, I don't even know what it gets people, honestly. Like, I don't know what it gets you. Except for, like, giving somebody all your genetic DNA. Like, well, it's your DNA.
That's what it is.
And they're gonna swipe.
You're paying them. You're paying them to steal your DNA and to claim ownership of it and for them to do whatever they want to with it. That's what you're doing. You're paying a fee for them to take your DNA and for them to have it, to use it however they want to. Malice,
and
you know, there was a... Oh, no, there was an article that came out about a year ago for prior military that they didn't want military personnel, anyone who had ever served in the military or their families, to use those DNA sites because of retaliation type cases and those DNA sites.
Oh.
That people could maliciously use your DNA and link you to something that you were never a part of.
Well, I mean,
I think Military Times came out with an article about that in 2019.
So they're, like, protecting them, per se, if they do anything wrong. While they're in the military, not out of the military.
Oh, no, they're telling any people that ever served for them not to use those DNA sites. They sent out a warning to everyone.
Huh. See, you know, there's a lot of...
They were afraid, the military. Yeah. Military's afraid that it's going to be...
Huh?
I said the military just sent it out to everyone that was in the military, just everyone that was in the military who had ever served at any time. It didn't matter if they were still active duty or not.
Well, maybe they don't want the data that they already have collected to go anywhere else. Maybe all the military people, because I've talked to many veterans and active military that they're constantly getting tested, vaccinated. I feel like it's just never ending. So then the military has all their data, and they probably want to keep it in one place, per se.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Because then that way, if they start sharing it to someone, they'll sell it over here. But again, I go back to the idea that went on with our son. If they can genetically pick and choose who, if you've got something clear, like an extra chromosome, you know what I mean? That's what we always said. He had the extra chromosome, which meant he had the extra love chromosome because he was just such a little love bug. But they can quickly say, oh, he has Down syndrome. I mean, I never saw someone. They basically ripped him away from me and was like, got to go test him. Got to test him. Meanwhile, I'm like, but is he okay? Like, is everything all right? They were all about this testing idea. And now, I mean, they're going to do it to each one of us. Maybe it's things like cancer. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe poor vision. And we know in the military a lot of times you can't, you know, obviously there's some roles you're going to want to have perfect vision for, you know, pilots, snipers. You know, you're going to want them to have perfect vision. But there's a lot of things like flat-footedness, and there's a lot of little criteria things that a lot of people get rejected from the military because of.
But in the height of war, they can get all that stuff waivered. They hand out waivers like they're Tic Tacs.
Oh, so yeah, they'll just take everyone because then they'll go into draft mode. And then they'll just start taking, they'll just pluck anyone when they want them to. But it's just crazy. So I guess at this point now they're going to take all this data, they're going to videotape all these doctor's appointments. And there was a time 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I want to say it was roughly about, where they were really excited about these online doctors. I remember seeing them in the airport on Long Island. I think it was at JFK, where you stepped into it, and it was like scanning you, and it was this prototype to show everyone what it was, but you stepped into it, it scanned you, and then there was some doctor on a screen that was telling you how you were. And that's what we're leaning into. I mean, if we get the technology into our homes to just stand in front of our little camera and get screen. I mean, look at this is what they asked you guys to do. They were telling you to go and do it in these little cubicles. But now in the comfort of your home, there's a camera in every home now. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, no, people are complaining about their cell phones recording their data of where they've been and reporting it to the government. Well, this is my thing, and this is what I've told even a good friend of mine that's a legislator out in Idaho. She had a big thing posted about it, and I was like, well, hold up. I was like, this is where you leave your handheld ankle monitors at home. Or you flush your little chips down the toilet and say sayonara, and you just go back to using, like, a home phone. I was like, remember those days back in the 80s when everybody just had, like, a home phone? Unless you were, like,
remember
super rich and had this big
carbon. Back later. Right. Answering machines. You,
yeah.
Like, people left a message. And it was actually
those were the good old days.
Two or three. Right? It was, like, 2 or 3 days. You're like, oh, I was busy the other day. Now it's like, oh, you didn't answer the phone. I got to text you and Facebook message you. And are you on Instagram? I need your Instagram account. You can't even breathe without people being right there. You know what I mean? And that's and then they don't want us talking. So they separate all of us. They don't want us talking about what we should be talking about. We're talking about all the frivolous stuff we're buying. We're talking about we're talking about Biden and things that he says that are stupid, but we're not talking about things that we should be talking about. And as far as I'm concerned, as far as the patients and things like that, I think about my mom. I think about your children. I think about my children. I think about anyone that's got to go to the doctor right now. I actually spoke to someone recently that told me that a good friend of hers had gotten liver cancer. But the good news about the cancer was that the cancer was isolated to one part of her liver. Forgive me, it might have been kidney. I'm pretty sure it was liver cancer. But the hospital said that she could not get the surgery to remove this small piece because it was non-essential surgery. So right now, all this time, could that cancer be spreading?
Possibly, likely.
Oh, they're picking and choosing who gets to live.
Yep.
And then there's people that are just deathly afraid. They are waiting for the government to tell them that everything is all better and that they can go and live their lives. And they're not. There's people that are not going to the doctor because they're afraid they're going to get sick. So you have like two frame of minds here where you're like, if I go to the doctor, they're going to want to test me for everything. They're going to want to talk about flu vaccines and every other thing. But meanwhile, I just need you to check my blood pressure to make sure everything is all right. No, and I'm sorry that you had to go through that with your doctor and your daughter because that's like all madness to me.
It was traumatizing to her.
She'll never.
And it was traumatizing to her.
Like, you know that term that you can never unsee something? That's what the children are going through right now. They can never, she can never unsee that her doctor was like, it's totally fine. Mama, you're crazy. Why wouldn't you just take the picture of my vajayjay and put it to the doctor? The doctor says it's fine, Ma. He's a specialist. He's got letters behind his name. And then all of a sudden it's overriding the parents, and that's what really pisses me off, is that every time government moves again, the parents are being overridden. So now the parents just have to eat the crap and say, oh, well, you know, I know Susie Joe and everybody's doing it and you got to wear masks and you know, it's okay, sweetie, we're just going to test you because this is what everybody's doing. And then especially like my generation, was a generation was like, if they told you to jump, they were going to jump off a bridge, would you jump off the bridge with them? And yet everybody's jumping off the bridge.
Everybody's jumping off the bridge. You know what I'm calling this now? I have it narrowed down to two new names for America. Amerisuela or Americanism. That's what I call it. Every one of my posts that you'll see on social media have Americanism or Amerisuela.
And I don't even think people realize it because you know why? Everybody's sitting home now getting paid to be home. And they're like, oh, the government's got this bad virus. And if we wear masks, we're going to be heroes. I mean, did you see the picture of Alyssa Milano wearing the knit mask? I mean, are these could they be any more stupid? One sneeze and she just spit all over everybody in front of her.
Well, not just that. Let's talk about this. Those masks are not healthy. They lower your pH level and feed your body back. You know, there's a reason why you're meant to inhale and exhale, right?
Well,
it's
that's
unhealthy.
Why I bring up the crocheted one. She's got big, giant holes in it. You know, look, it's like an Afghan on her face. I mean, I say you go with the cheesecloth. Go with cheesecloth. You can breathe freely. Your face is covered. And I don't get it. If they say we got to wear a mask, what's the difference if I wear it on top of my head? I'm wearing a mask, aren't I?
That's right.
People are getting and then these people that talk about how it's safety and where I can't even with all of this stuff.
The government's contradicted itself so many times. These doctors that all these people are like paying close attention to and listening to and waiting to say, jump, okay? Those are the doctors that have gone on mainstream news and told us, you don't need the mask. They won't protect you anyway. Save them for the doctors. And then a month later, no, go out and wear the mask. You have to wear the mask. Or otherwise, you're going to be fined $1,000 if you don't.
You know
and
what?
Then
again, I go
this
back
week,
and say America's
they're back to
the
telling
doers.
You not to wear the mask. I'm like, you know, I
and
don't
people
know.
Are just
the government just needs to make up their mind.
Well, you know, I got to give it to the American people. They honestly are doers. So in time of crisis, we've always jumped in. So what happened here? Well, the whole country was told that there was a virus. And as doers, everybody's like, put a mask on. You're a friggin' hero. Put it on. You're gonna save the world from yourself. And at this point, I can't even wrap around my head. If people have been doing the same thing, going to the same store, not interacting with people, they're home for how many days? I think it's 80-something days now. And they're not saying to themselves, I'm not sick. I'm going to live
see,
my life.
I call this whole thing social conditioning because, like it or not, we've been living under a socialistic government for the past 3 months. Because everything that we're being told that we can and cannot do, that we can and cannot leave the house, you have to do this, you have to wear this, you can only purchase, and let's talk about the food for a second, okay? You can only purchase like one package of meat at the grocery store now. That's if you can find meat, if you're lucky enough to find the meat, right? So you're being told what, how much, you know, you're being told what you can buy, how much you can buy. Where you can buy it. You're given strict hours of when it's okay for you to come in and buy it, right? This is socialism all the way around. You're being given curfews. You're being told when you can, you know what I mean? You're being told what you have to wear.
Counties, apparently COVID travels at night because there was curfews too in some places.
Yeah, there's been curfews. They've got roadblocks still set up on the Florida state line, on the Florida state border. Same thing in New Mexico.
You know,
they got
I gotta
cops
say
out there with roadblocks monitoring people that come in and out of their state.
You know what, though? You got to give it to DeSantis to do something like that, though. Strategically, I would, if I was him and he knows that many people come from New York, and Cuomo wants to make it sound like there's this huge diabolical pandemic, this plague coming, then honestly, if he wants to open up and keep his state financially stable, he kind of has to lock us out. I hate to say it because I don't think that we don't live in a free nation anymore. But strategically, for him to remain open, he would have to protect his citizens from all the snowbirds that come from New York. I mean, but then you don't, then there's not a logic. So you take somewhere like my county where we have a 0.06% rate of COVID. It's not even close to 1%. So you drive into Florida, you want to go see family down in Florida, and they're like, sorry, you're from New York. The whole place is dying of COVID. You got to either go home or stay locked down in our state for 2 weeks. There's like some logic not being applied. So if you say you're from Cayuga County and this is the percentage or whatever the heck you do to prove where you're from, people should be able to go come and go as they please because they've already been quarantined forever We've already been in Cayuga County locked down forever. So, I don't know. I guess I strategically see where he was going with it because the only way, I mean, he's the one that's opening up daycares and everything. But, again, all those kids are going to have to be tested. And we go back to the DNA thing. But at least he's trying to open up. You know, I don't think he's the greatest since sliced bread kind of scenario. But I could see strategically why they would do that. Think about how many people come from New York to go to Florida. Geez, my grandparents did it for 30 years.
Well, in the news, back when all this stuff happened, it was that attorney in New York apparently took it to Miami and that, you know, flew back and took it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I guess I can see that, but I don't know.
Well, I tell you. There is something to be said when I was in the middle of Manhattan and we found out while we were visiting Manhattan that it was the same day the doctor came home from Africa with the Ebola. And they did the whole route of where he got on the train and where he went and when he walked. And I was like, of course, of all days, come visit Manhattan. I'm here with Ebola. But you know what we did after we found that out? We still went visiting Manhattan. We like went on with our day. And that's the problem, because when they tried to hit us with Ebola, nobody was like, oh, my goodness, it's Ebola. We have to go and hide. There was, like, funny memes and songs made about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's, people were like, viruses come, viruses go. Keep clean. Stay healthy. Don't go visit grandma if you've got the flu or you're coughing. Or you, and the kids with the green boogies, let me just tell the parents out there something. Not a pediatrician. I'm a mom. And I've been doing mom for 25 years. If your kids' snots are glowing fluorescent green and they're coming out in chunks, please have common sense to stay home with your kid. Please. Because nobody wants to see your kid wipe their snots all over everything, and then a week later, every kid that was with that kid is now sick. Please do stay home. Put on the Looney Tunes cartoon, make some, you know, chicken noodle soup, and keep home. It would be nice if we applied some common sense, but the,
I don't
the
even like
thing,
this parent. My kids.
You don't want.
I don't even like this parent. Because when those kids come to school, because they come to school, as long as they don't have a fever, parents can send their kids to school. So all those kids that you just mentioned with the glowing green mucus, those kids go to my school. Go to my kid's school. And as long as they don't have a fever, their teacher can, you know, their parent sends them to school. And then the next thing you know, we've only got 53 kids in our school.
You get one sick kid and they can't, and sometimes I get it, parents struggle, they can't always have daycare and things like that. But you know what, you got to really teach your kids to do the right thing. You know, if my daughter was sick and I had to bring her somewhere, she'd stay off to the side and she'd color and she'd do her own thing. I wouldn't have her like sharing snacks and crayons with every other snot, with every other kid spurting her snots all over everything. It's just common sense. So at this, I can't even, my daughter knows it. When she's got a cold, she's not allowed to go back to wherever school or, you know, the rec center or wherever she goes until her boogies are clear off. This is simple parenting 101. If you've got green boogies, stay home or stay away from grandma, because grandma is elderly, doesn't have the same immune system that she had 20 years ago, and she cannot afford to get the flu or any kind of common cold. The elderly, autoimmune deficient people, anyone, just common sense again. But I do not want the government dictating my new normal. I am tired of this new normal because this is absurd. This is all about changing the children's mindset against the parents again. And you know what kills me? I just saw something recently. I don't know if you saw it, but they were talking about it was some sort of a meme or some sort of quote or whatever. And it said something that the generation that wants us all wearing masks and locked in our homes was the same generation that thought hiding under their desk would protect them from an atomic bomb as well. But, I mean, it's history repeating itself again, except now it's masks. Are you having your children wear masks, or they've been just pretty much staying home?
My daughter, my oldest daughter, she'll come out with me. And she has, okay, let me just say this. My daughter wears these little face masks anyways, because my daughter is really big into, like, cosplay and animation and stuff. And she draws. She's an artist, okay? All of my kids do some sort of art. One paints, one draws freehand, and the other one does animation on her phone.
Nice.
So anyways, long story short, my daughter, because of her cosplay stuff, like, I believe it's important to let children kind of, like, express themselves and kind of, like, wear what they want within reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not, like, inappropriate, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
you know,
my daughter
dress up. We have costumes.
Well, see, so it's like for my one daughter, until she's out of the stage, every day is like Halloween, okay? So she dresses up in her cosplay. You know, it's fun. You know, they've been home for almost 3 months now, so, you know, what harm does it do? But with that, she has these masks. Like, she started wearing these little masks with these little, like, one's got shark teeth on it. The other one's got, like, a zipper on it. One's got, you know, a teddy bear face on it. She started wearing these a year before the COVID ever came about. And at first, I thought it was weird and unusual, and I'm like, why are you wearing a mask? And she was like, well, she's like, it's part of my cosplay, Mom. And I'm like, well, okay, it's not bad. It's not inappropriate, so, you know. But she wears them anyways, so it didn't really affect her much. But I tell her, I'm like, you got to take off that mask because it's not really healthy for you. So I do get on her, for, you know, about that. And I'm like, I don't want you wearing the mask when you're at home. And I don't really want her wearing the mask when she's out. But she does, I guess, out of – well, you saw, we've got – I don't know if you guys got giant eagles out there or not. We got the giant eagle grocery store out here. That's where everybody goes and does their shopping.
We have a supermarket called Giant. Close.
Well, did you see that video where the employees at the Giant Eagle attacked that man? And he had medical papers telling them that he couldn't wear a mask because of a medical breathing condition. And they attacked him and physically assaulted him? Did you ever see that?
I'm hearing it from my own friends. My one friend, she went into Tim Hortons and she didn't have her mask. She forgot it. She was just walking in. She was going to pay, and the elderly woman physically, like, put her – not that she got aggressive with her, but she put her hands on her and said, ma'am, I cannot let you, you know, move forward. And, like, this little old lady. But then I feel bad because these people that are working in these places, A, they're getting recorded. B, they might not agree with what's going on, but they need their jobs because a lot of people, they need it. I get that.
Well, see, I have a good friend of mine who works at a grocery store. She's a grocery store clerk in a couple of states next to me, like over. And she's like, this is so much BS. She showed me a screenshot. She took a picture of the mask that they ordered them to wear at the grocery store. And she's like, this is why I call it all BS, because these aren't safe. They're not going to protect us from anything. But the grocery store that she works in took the liberty of ordering them their own masks to wear to work. And she said that it was all BS. The mask that they got, they don't have respirators, you know what I mean? They don't have anything to help the airflow or anything like that. So she was like, that's why I'm calling it all BS. She was like, I don't even believe it's real.
I was in the store yesterday, and there was a guy with a T-shirt wrapped around his face. I was like, this is just crazy.
I have a meme up that I shared about a week ago of what a virologist wears to work. And they're in, like, a full-blown hazmat type suit, okay? I got one from where I work. But, you know, I have – and that's similar. I mean, virologists, they wear, like – it almost looks like a spacesuit. If you can imagine it, you know what I mean? That's what they wear to work. That's what they wear to work every single day when they're working with viruses. These little masks and bandanas aren't going to work. But the meme that I posted shows a virologist wearing their spacesuit. That's what I call it, the hazmat suit. And it says,
this is what a virologist wears to work every day. And then at the bottom it says, but don't worry, your bandanas will protect you too.
Oh, my God. All I can think of with this pandemic is the scene in E.T. Remember when they finally realized that he had the alien? They put the whole tent on the house and everybody's walking about. That's how you handle contamination. Contamination is not like, okay, let's put this sock on. Because, you know, Cuomo said socks were fine. Use a sock. It's fine. Not going to protect you.
Even the medical mask. The medical mask, you know, the little, like, ones. You know the ones that everybody's wearing? Those suckers are going for $42 a package. But anyways, the medical mask that everyone's wearing, they're not going to protect you. They're just, I mean, in all honesty, if people, like, wear masks now, and I do occasionally whenever I go out with my mother-in-law, for example, and we go to the grocery store, I'll wear a mask. But it's just a medical mask. That mask isn't protecting me. It's more of a respect thing at this point in order to be able to get into the grocery store and to be able to go shopping. And it's not because it's just compliance, basically. And that's kind of like what we're doing. We're all in this compliance world of socialism. That's what we're doing.
Oh.
But
well,
here, I live in the city. So, and here, cops are violent, okay? So, with that being said, it's like a comply or die thing anyways. So, I wear it because I don't want to get shot by a cop. I've watched a video this morning where a cop choked this man to death with his knee, and he died just for nothing. And that just happened on Monday night in Minnesota, I think. I mean, I've watched videos of other shoppers who weren't wearing masks inside stores get body slammed face first into the floor, the hard floor at the, I guess it was like a Walmart or something.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, and I'm just sitting there. So when we go out to these public places, because I sometimes have my daughter with me and sometimes I have my mother-in-law with me, I just wear it to basically be in compliance so that I can go do whatever shopping I need to get done and then I leave. Not because I want to or because, you know, I just do it for the safety of my one child that goes with me and my mother-in-law. But I sit there and
It's a hard decision, like, because for the kids and stuff like that, I mean, it definitely is a hard idea to figure out, you know, is everybody else in the room going to be uncomfortable if I'm standing there? Is people going to be tripping over themselves? You know, I myself in many places are not wearing a mask. I mean, I find that especially since I live in a less populated area, I mean, it does state that if you cannot social distance, you have to wear a mask in these places, right? Well, I'm sorry. I'm not standing 6 feet next to everybody in the store, so I'm not going to put it on. You know, there's times like my daughter doesn't go out too much with us. If we are going out, it's like, you know, for food, and we'll eat in the car or we'll eat outside the car or whatever. But taking the kids out is something that really kind of tweaks my head because we're just walking them around in the new normal that they're seeing, and I just refuse to let it be the new normal. I am not going to let government decide my normal. That just seems so crazy. I there is a list of words a mile long now that I have that I just cannot stand hearing, and new normal together is really, it's really pissing me off. Because this is not the new normal that doctor's visit that your daughter went through should never be the new normal, ever.
It should.
No,
but
well, you know, I just at this point, I'm like, I just can't, I will not put the mask on if I feel that I don't, you know, there's times where you want to create issues, but I don't know.
I take it off as soon as I walk outside. As soon as I hit the door, my mask is off. As I'm walking out the door, like the other day, I was in Giant Eagle. As soon as I hit that camera, because, you know, they're monitoring you now, right? They've got cameras right there on the doors, and they have an entrance only and an exit only at Giant Eagle. So after I got my stuff and we were walking out, I made sure to take off my mask in front of that camera as I was walking out the door. because it was kind of like my last little protest. You know what I mean? Because I don't have to wear it when I'm outside.
Well, I noticed that when all of this started, you'd go to the store and they'd wipe down every cart. Everything was being so anally retentive about wiping handles, wiping carts. Now they're like, everybody's got to wear a mask. I don't see carts being wiped again. You're just walking in, and they're like, okay, well, you have your mask on. You're a freaking hero. I'm like, okay.
When all this first, when all this first started, right, we went to get a pizza, right, a drive-thru, you know, because they get pizzas with drive-thrus up here. So, anyways, so we went over and we tried to grab a pizza, and we tried to hand the woman cash, and she was like, oh, we're not accepting cash. It's plastic only. I'm like, so basically what you're telling me is that you don't want to hold my cash because you're afraid of it having germs on it, right? But from the virus, or have the virus on it. But you're willing to take my hard plastic credit card, touch that with your bare hands, run that through the machine, you know,
right,
and then hand it back to me.
Right. Oh, well, I'm sorry, but we're running out of time. It was great talking to you. Let's get the kids together. Let's get our daughters together and have them talk about what's going on, and we'll make that happen. I think that would be really good.
Yep, that will.
You know, I think that we need to hear from the children. A lot of times the children are ignored. They're not being listened to. I'm not saying that children know it all, but when you start to see their reactions to what's going on, there's a lot to be learned from that. It's just like we raise our own children. You watch when they're ready, they're taking that fork, and they start to feed them on their feet on their own, or when you hand them a knife to start cutting their own food. It's the same sort of thing. These kids are seeing this stuff, and they're ready, and they have opinions, and they have thoughts on what's going on. Let's do it. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll have to
do
that.
Super awesome talking to you. Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you soon. You take care, okay?
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye. Hey there. How can I help you? We have a couple of minutes left. Hello? Oh, we're connecting. Sorry, we had hello there. Can you hear me now?
Hi, this is Linda. Yeah, I hear you. This is Linda from Long Island. I'm just calling in, you know, where you were talking about, you know, these virtual doctor's appointments. I do find that, you know, the last time I tried to make an appointment with my doctor, I was told that, you know, they would only be doing it virtually. So I have my first virtual appointment on Monday. And I have to say that, you know, I'm not very happy about that because, you know, I have serious conditions going on. And I would prefer to see my doctor, you know, just it's very worrisome that they're going to be able to accomplish the same thing over the phone. And, you know, I have my doubts about that. I also have to go for a blood test before I see him. And I went on the site. Hello?
I'm sorry. We have about a minute and 20 left for the show, and this is something I thoroughly want to cover. Will you be able to call back next? You said your appointment's next Monday?
It's this coming Monday, yes.
Okay. Is there possible that you could call us next Tuesday to tell us how it went down and what your thoughts were?
Oh, sure, I can do that. Then I'll have more in depth about what happened. That's a good idea. All right, sorry, there's not enough time.
No, I really appreciate you calling, and I hope it really goes well, and I'm praying for you, okay?
Oh, I appreciate that. All right, you take care.
We'll talk to you next week. You take care, Linda. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week, Tuesday, and call with anything you've got going on in the world right now. All right? You take care. Bye-bye.